So when we last left off, you had everything under control. The people from town gathering up little bits of Drengir and throwing them in the fire as other pieces of them tried to wiggle in between the stones in the road. Hask and the other Narhippans running down from the top of the bell tower. The few noble court guards who are left assisting the locals in getting rid of the Drengir bits. And our three Jedi stand in the center of the square. The sun has set, and the only light is now coming from nearby buildings and these fire pits dotting the square. You got an SOS from the temple. What is the plan? Your ship is gone, as is the noble court ship.
Are there any other ships at the port?
There's a big shipyard.
We can ask the Narhippians if they'll help us, but I don't know what they're going to do against plant monsters.
The Narhippians would totally do it.
Yeah.
Especially if it means getting their weapons back.
Okay, Nikisa, Bekros, if you could secure us a manner of getting back to the temple.
On it, Lodi.
Yeah. Thank you. I'm going to look for our Aster.
Aster. Yes, I think Aster was inside. Aster did not have weapons. She's in the city hall still.
Okay, yeah. Lodi goes back into the city hall, checks in on them. You guys are all good.
Finds a door barricaded with the big table and a few people in behind it with Aster sort of leading them.
I knock politely.
Yeah, I think with the all quiet, they've pushed out back into the room.
Everything's good here. We've got it under control.
Excellent. The sentient plant monsters are disposed of, but we are receiving distress calls from the temple. So negotiations have been put on hold for now, and we need to go back to the temple stat.
Hask comes running in.
Hey, is everybody all right in here?
Yes, Hask. Everything is all right here.
You are free to remain here, or you can come with us. Nikisa and Bekros are getting speeders or something. I don't know. We need to go.
I think the mayor who you met last time looks incredibly disheveled, and Aster offers to help with the people here and getting everything together and clean up. Hask, on the other hand, is ready for more fighting.
Excellent.
I've never had the urge to go vegan until now.
Are you going to flip a light side point to come back with some vehicles?
That might be the most expedient. I figure Nikisa and Bekros are basically with this cleanup crew looking for the marshal of Spaceport City.
Yeah.
And informing them that we need a ship to get back to the temple.
Yeah, we flash our little Jedi badge.
Yeah.
Which is just like a lightsaber.
My saber has like a little Jedi badge on it. It's like, hey, we're gonna need to.
I'm gonna need to commandeer this vehicle.
Yeah, commandeer your vehicle. Yeah. That's the word, the English word I was looking for.
I think Spaceport City is big enough that, and your battle was short enough, even though, you know, prolonged time in an RPG, that the marshal and the marshal's deputies arrive pretty quickly after the fight ends. And yeah, you, with a flip of a light side point, are able to commandeer some vehicles from the marshal and probably find some other vehicles like around back of the city hall.
Who knows how to pilot a ship? Or do we have a pilot coming with the ship?
I can pilot. Well,
you can finally
is it
pilot
a space
a ship?
Pilot or is it?
It's not space piloting.
Oh, it's not space piloting. Well,
I think I have planetary piloting with the enhance.
I have nothing in piloting.
Well, the three of you plus Hask and Hask's other resistance fighters pile into a variety of speeders and take off through the desert. As Horbo fires his shot, it hits this plant creature directly, and it just explodes in a shower of leaves and vines and goo. And as he brings his vector down and skims the top of the temple. He looks over his shoulder and he sees that goo and those leaves and all the pieces begin to reform into two smaller creatures. As he gets back up in the air, he sees, closing in quickly, a familiar T1 shuttle closing in, closing the distance between you and the temple. This is the shuttle that your Jedi companions took to Spaceport City. And it unloads its cannons on the nearest creature, which splatters and begins to reform as well. And you hear the voice of this ship captain that you've probably only met once or twice.
Vector, this is Captain Dross of the Thranta. Is everyone all right at the temple?
Captain Luna, Horbo here. The temple is safe for the time being. My master and the younglings have sequestered themselves in the basement. This threat seems, well, extreme, threatening, very bad for the temple. I'm not a fan of these dark weeds. Where did you just come from?
Well, whatever these things are, they attack Spaceport City as well. The Jedi there seem to have things about under control when I left. These ones look like they're reforming faster than the ones up on the plateau.
Have the Knights figured out any solution to this very threatening dark force invading on the Bava Temple?
Well, ship cannons and fire have worked well so far.
Have they tried defending themselves with lightsabers?
They have, but I didn't stick around to see the results.
Perhaps I'll do my own research on the subject.
Are we going to fly around and just keep shooting them? Or do we do that for a little while?
You have now witnessed two of them shot. Each of those turned into two new ones.
Perhaps this is not the right approach. What is the correct approach? I sense the dark side within them. Is this too aggressive? Aggressive solutions have worked for me in the past.
As you are skimming the jungle, turning back towards the temple, I would like you to make a hard discipline check.
Okay.
You feel that darkness that's been at the edge of everything for the last little while begin to creep into your mind like little dark vines.
My discipline is not good, so this won't probably be good. Two successes and three threats.
Okay. How does Horbo push this creeping darkness out of his mind?
I think when the darkness comes creeping in, he thinks about what is being destroyed right now. The temple, the grounds that he has just probably finished replanting. How long has it been?
A couple weeks.
2 weeks? Okay, a couple weeks. And earlier, he started thinking about like the futility of his toil. And I think he pushes that away and just sees the work as part of the experience.
Three threats. I think you're pretty far away. You're facing the Jedi Temple. You see that one that was closing, that was reaching up towards those windows, break one. And you see its vines begin to creep over the edge of the window into the temple.
Am I going to be able to shoot it with the Vector?
You sure can try.
Okay.
Make me add two more NPC minions to the group.
I'm adding an NPC for every person I shoot. I'm making more enemies by shooting the enemies.
And they're tinier now.
They are smaller?
They're slightly smaller.
Do they go from being rivals to minions?
They go from being minion groups of three to minion groups of two, which are weaker than minion groups of three. As Horbo is thinking all of this and lining up his shot, he sees a glint from the top of the cliffs of Bava. He sees three speeders catching the last glints of one of the suns as it sets. Lodi, Bekros, Nikisa, Hask, and his crew bring the speeders to a stop at the top of the cliffs. How you getting down?
We gotta get down?
I was gonna say, can we just drive? What?
Maybe.
Is there a way around?
Our captain hasn't landed, has she?
The captain has not landed. You can see the temple under attack. You can see a Vector and your transport ship in the air flying together, lining up a shot at one of the Drangir. There are at least five of them on the ground around the temple that you can see.
How tall is this cliff? Just roughly.
Just cliff height?
Cliff height? Okay.
I would say it's not Grand Canyon. Like, you could not easily jump to the top of the temple from here.
Mm-hmm.
I just typed in how tall are the cliffs of Dover into Google, and it tells me 350 feet.
Great. That's how high. 350 feet high.
I think the range band of that is a slightly more important, but I think Becros would like to give you a piloting planetary check to just drive off the cliff and drive there. It's a hover speeder. It's fine, right?
Let's do it. It's long range. It's not extreme.
Okay. It's going to hurt.
It might. Let's get a average check with two setbacks, because this is not normal speeder behavior.
Uh-huh.
Can I have a boost because this is normal speeder behavior for Becros?
I was going to say. Should get a boost. I was like, this is like every day.
That would be how many ranks in piloting planetary you have.
Zero.
Yeah.
But I have a hot rod. So it's not
a normal thing for Becros.
Isn't it though?
It's not a practiced thing for Becros. It may be normal.
Can he get a boost die because he's obviously going to have fun doing it?
No. No boost die for fun.
It could start as planetary and end as space. I mean,
yeah, if this was space, it'd cliff, be no problem.
It's a little different.
Yeah. How far did I take enhance? Oh, just athletics. Okay, that doesn't help. Mechanical system strain. Yeah, okay. I got nothing. I guess we'll just see how this goes.
You got a lot of light side points.
Yeah.
You could flip one of them.
I could. I feel like I'm going to need to flip one after I fail this check to not die.
But if you flip one, you might not fail the check to die.
But I have a success and an advantage. So this is fine.
Tell me what happens when you drive these speeders off a cliff. Who is driving each of the three? Lodi is driving one. Becros is driving one.
Uh-huh.
Nikisa or Hask?
Nikisa's probably in the, like, not driving. She's behind. Because, like, she also, like, might try and use this time to check computer for stuff. For data. Any data she can be on, like, evil plants that make you feel icky about yourself. That's the Google search.
Yeah, you're not getting much.
Is Nikisa on the back of Becros's speeder?
Yeah.
Hask is driving the other one, who has had some ship flying experience.
Is Nikisa checking Jedi records?
Am I? I have or Core just and Underworld. I'm just checking all the databases that I have available within my hand.
Because if she checked Starlight databases, she might find something. Just saying.
I don't know, Nikisa. There's a cliff here. Just hold on.
I'm just saying the Amaxine station happened before everything else. What's happening now?
So Becros pulled up to the cliff, saw that it was a cliff, says,
hold on, Nikisa.
And backs up a little bit, does a donut to get some speed going, goes right off the edge of the cliff, and basically points the nose down and kind of skis down this cliff in a way, kind of hover bouncing off whatever little jagged bits are out until he gets down to the bottom.
Hask, on the other hand, is using as much wind resistance as possible to slow the descent of his speeder, just blasting the thrusters, the repulsors, so that it does not crash.
He's trying this as not a force user.
Yep.
He just has.
He saw Becros do it. He's gonna do it. If you would like to roll a computer's check while you are on the speeder, I will allow it.
Yes.
You're going to have a setback for wind.
Okay.
A setback for G forces. What's the third setback? Because there's got to be a third one.
Turbulence?
Yeah, sure. Turbulence. It's a bumpy ride.
But I have a ranking codebreaker.
And that?
It is remove setback per rank of codebreaker from checks to break codes or decrypt communications. Decrease difficulty of checks to break codes. Yeah, okay, so it's specifically for that.
Yeah, so
dang it.
Just for codes.
Nah.
We're going to make it an easy check, and I want to flip a dark side point to upgrade it. So it's one red and three black dice.
And I had that unspent advantage for a boost, right?
Sure. What does that look like? How are you giving that boost?
Well, instead of just like going straight off and like laying in on the repulsor like Hask is doing, you know, straining the systems as much as possible, Bekros took this skiing approach specifically so that Nikisa isn't being like thrown around wildly or having crazy electronic interference or anything along those lines. I think it's the most practical method down the cliff at speed that can still keep and sustain an electronic communication connection.
Okay. And while that is being rolled, how is Lodi piloting her speeder off a cliff?
Oh, that's an interesting one.
Okay. We got three successes and three threats.
Yeah, but let Lodi, I guess, describe first.
How far away from the edge of the cliffs is the temple?
It's close. It's not like built into the cliffs. There's a couple hundred feet of jungle between the cliffs and the temple. If you remember, there's some water running near the edge of the cliff. There are some caves down there as well. Some paths through the jungle that the Jedi walk regularly.
A couple hundred feet from the cliff's edge, Lodi guns the throttle so that the speeder will go as fast as it possibly can and just goes over the edge.
What are you aiming for?
The temple.
Okay, great.
I don't think I'm going to get to the temple, which I think is why it's safe to aim that way.
You want to roll a hard check to get onto the temple top?
Sure. What check is it?
Piloting planetary.
Great. I can use a force die with it.
Nikisa's going through data in the Jedi archives and comes across an incident, recent incident, on the Amaxine station.
I'm going to use a boost die for going really fast.
Amaxine station, you said?
I'm going to say no to that boost die.
Fine.
I'm going to give you those same two setbacks that I gave Bekros for this not being a thing that this vehicle does.
Says you.
But clearly it does.
Yeah, the Bavians at Spaceport City are not getting their speeders back. You said a hard check?
Yes. Yes, to get on top of the temple, yeah.
Okay. Spend a light side point, so change one of those die into a yellow.
There was a recent incident on a space station. This was immediately following the Great Hyperspace Disaster. A group of civilians and a few Jedi found themselves on this station. Something about statues that got removed, and when they were removed and like cleansed of the dark side within, plant creatures attacked. The Nihil were involved. When the Jedi got back to the station, there were Nihil on the station as well. The statues themselves were the things that kept those Drangir dormant. They were imbued with the Force.
Oh. Okay.
I think there is a little bit more information, but it is above your pay grade.
Oh no. And I don't have time to hack into it either.
With your three threats, as you're doing that on your data pad, going down this cliff at extreme speeds, the winds whip up. And the data pad just flies out of your hand.
Brokenhearted. Nikisa's absolutely brokenhearted right now.
I'm sure.
Does she have like 15? Does she have 15 others?
Yeah,
yes.
But they're on the ship though.
They're on the ship. They're not on her. But all this information that just got shared to me, You guys can assume that she is in the comlink, like basically monologuing everything that she's reading out loud. So like the information is getting shared.
Yeah, I think you probably didn't have that information originally because you are pretty far out. And lots of stuff happened in the days following the Great Hyperspace Disaster, and probably just didn't get all the information that happened. Lots of stuff happened on lots of worlds.
Mm-hmm. And let me guess that it doesn't have any... Before I dropped my data pad, I didn't get any information on how they fixed the issue, right?
You saw that they put the statues back.
Okay, statues back.
You got a boost?
Because I'm a cool Jedi doing cool Jedi things.
No. That's the same one I tried for.
We're trying to show off to Hask and his minion.
Hask is like playing it as safe as possible, just slowly going on the cliff while the two of you are just...
Yeah. It's like, Jedis are dumb, and they don't have a lot of love for their own lives.
All right, I'm rolling it.
Okay. Do you want to use that dark side? I'll let you have a nice soft landing.
It'll cancel out that failure.
You'll still fail. You won't get on top of the temple.
Oh, but I just had this whole thing about maybe not using the dark side to help me do things.
It's up to you.
No, I will accept my failure.
Okay.
And try not to die.
You fall short of the temple quite a bit. And take a strain with your threat.
Okay.
The speeder that you're in hits the ground hard. And I think the people in the back tumble out. Not injured, but not.
Wait, I had people
prepared
in the back of my chest.
Oh, yeah. It wasn't just you in there.
I probably wouldn't have done that then. I probably wouldn't have done that then.
I think it was implied that all of us were not solo and speeders.
Yeah, everybody's piling into these three things. Bekros implied that his was a swoop with two people. So we got to split the rest of the Narhippans between the two larger vehicles.
Sounds right.
But they tumble out uninjured, but not prepared for the landing. You are in the gardens, up in the air. What is Horbo thinking as he sees these two speeders and a swoop fly off the side of this cliff?
Coming in hot, Horbo.
I think Horbo's a little concerned that they're... If they're not going to make it, not only did they have this mountain, but also some new enemies between them and the temple. Does Horbo have a comm to the bikes, mm-hmm. the bikers?
Yeah, I mean, you're in your ship. You've got comms and everybody's got comm links. It depends on if they want to take their hands off the wheel to use them.
I'm on the jungle floor now, and I'm pretty sure my speeder's probably busted.
It's not great. It's smoking. Yeah.
I'm just curious, are the three of you Jedi Knights?
Yes.
Of like rank, all of you?
Yes.
Stupid question.
Am I?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Also, yes. Where's Kel right now?
Kel is off on Cloud City.
Okay. Right.
Kel's mining Lodi's temple. Or outpost.
Kel's I'm not taking a nap, I'm pretty
Kel's
sure.
Kel's working on himself right now.
So yeah, Horbo opens a channel to any comms that will receive him. Jedi Knights, I see you're making your way to the temple. As you can see, the temple is in dire conditions. We're under attack by, as far as I can tell, some kind of unknown enemy steeped in the dark side. Are the three of you safe? Do you need backup, accommodations, support?
I think aerial support is the best move you can do, Horbo. Also, hi!
Hello, Lodi.
Hi, Horbo.
Hello, Bekros.
Hi. Person.
Hello. Hello, Nikisa.
Hello, Horbo. I think it's important for us to get people equipped, because we have means to defend ourselves. We should probably equip the people that are so nice to come and volunteer to help us by giving them back explodey and shooty stuff.
Yeah.
As Bekros hits the ground, followed by Hask and his people, the largest Drengir turns towards the closest Jedi, Lodi, and laughs.
Fresh meat, you Jedi. You may have hurt the ones above, but there are more of us here.
And I think everyone's rolling initiative now. Thank you for listening to this episode of Path of the Storm. I'm your GM and host for this season, Mark, and you can find my podcast Coruscant Nights and the other place wherever you listen to podcasts. Be sure to check out Nightcast Creative on YouTube, where we play a variety of games with many of the voices you hear on this show. Becros is played by Andrew from Dicey Cantina. Be sure to check out Dicey Cantina's latest show, The Foxglove Letters, out now wherever you get your podcasts. Lodi is played by Erica Goodwitch. You can also find Erica on the newest season of Heroes of the Hydean Way. Check out goodwitchstudios.com for more from Erica. Nikisa is played by Isabella Jones. And Horbo is played by Doug. Check out Doug's art at voidboy.art. Thank you to Nikki and Nikki for lending their voices to this episode. This episode of Path of the Storm was produced by Nightcast Creative. For info on all of our shows, RPGs, and everything else we do, visit nightcastcreative.com.